With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Despite a smear campaign by left-wing media and wire services, President Trump-backed Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno beat two rivals to win Ohio's GOP Senate primary.
Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno won Ohio's Republican Senate primary just days after former President Donald Trump visited the state to boost his endorsed candidate in a three-way race that remained competitive to the end. Moreno will face off against three-term Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Brown is a staple of Ohio politics, but is also amongst the year's most vulnerable Democrats. Democrats hold a tenuous 51-49 voting majority in the U.S. Senate, but are defending more seats than Republicans, and Ohio has trended Republican in recent years. Senator Brown's seat is expected to be a top GOP target. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Tennessee nurse practitioner is sentenced for illegally prescribing opioids.
Nurse practitioner Jeffrey W. Young Jr., who called himself the Rock Doc, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for illegally prescribing thousands of doses of opioids, including oxycodone and fentanyl. Federal prosecutors said the prescriptions were given in return for money and sex. Young, who was sentenced in federal court and was convicted about a year ago, operated a clinic in Jackson, Tennessee. Young was among 60 people indicted in April 2019. Authorities said the defendants included 53 medical professionals tied to some 350,000 prescriptions and 32 million pills. I'm Norman Hall.
There's an outbreak of measles nationwide. The CDC says so far this year, 58 cases, 17 states. It already exceeds the cases in all of 2023. Outbreaks have been reported in illegal immigrant shelters. This is SRN News. A new survey seeks to measure the LGBT population.
The Gallup poll indicates that about 1 in 13 U.S. adults identify as LGBT. That includes less than 1 in 100 of the total population who say they are transgender. However, the gay lifestyle seems to be increasingly popular with America's youngest people. The Gallup study finds that a higher proportion of 20-something adults identify as LGBT, a little over one-fifth of those born from 1997 through 2005. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the number of Muslim students in public schools growing, officials are grappling with their needs during Ramadan, when dawn-to-dusk fasting is a duty of Islam. At one magnet school in St. Paul, Minnesota, which includes many Muslim students from Somalia, an area in the library has been set aside for those who are fasting so they can avoid the cafeteria. This is SRN News. Israel cannot rule out terror tunnels under West Bank settlements. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel's security echelon is focusing its attention on finding terror tunnels beneath the West Bank. The structures under the Gaza Strip are formidable obstacles as they allow terrorist forces to move around in secrecy and inflict large numbers of casualties, often ambushing Israeli troops seeking to neutralize them. Although tunnels beneath the West Bank have not yet been discovered, officials believe the success of the elaborate arrays of tunnels beneath Gaza and Hezbollah-infested areas of South Lebanon make the use of them in the West Bank a natural conclusion. Terrorist groups have commandeered massive amounts of cement and other building materials intended for humanitarian use to build infrastructure miles long. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.